didn't take advantage of the momentum they had. You're like, oh, hold on a sec. I know old IB churches are like 1,000 people. Yeah, but you know what? They've been 1,000 people for a long time. They stayed like that for a long time. And you know what? Some of them are 800, and don't let the number confuse you, because just because you're 800 and just because you have a name that you're living, you're probably still dead. Right? Because most of these churches, they run 800 or whatever, 900. But what they do is they stop soul winning. They stop taking advantage of the momentum, and they just implement all kinds of programs that take their focus away from soul winning and takes their focus away from the Great Commission, away from discipling members, away from the preaching. So it just looks like that church is busy, right? But they're busy doing a whole lot of nothing. They're in their car and they think they're going forward, but they actually have the car in park and they're just revving the car.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, that sounds, the engine sounds great. But you're not going anywhere.
Right.
We never want to be the Christians who rev their engines, flex that engine, but you're not going anywhere. You're just stagnant. You're just showing off how great of an engine you have. And by the way, if someone has like a race car here, you know, I don't know, so no one told me that you did. We don't want to just rev our engines, spiritually speaking. We want to, look, if we're revving our engine, it's to clear it up, right? And as soon as you clear up the, what is it, Marcos? What am I talking about here? Where's he at? He knows what I'm talking about. Where is he? He hid right now. He got offended. Oh, what is it? What are we trying to clear when we rev it? The gaskets?
Injectors.
What?
Injectors.
Injectors. Whatever. Once you rev it, you put that thing in drive.
Amen.
And you haul some rear end.
Right.
To get to where you need to be.
Yeah.
Churches today are just revving the gas.
Yep.
They're just showing off their engine. But they're not going anywhere. And in fact, these churches have a really nice looking car, don't they? They have a fancy schmancy looking car with nice paint. Everything is just beautiful, you know, on the outside. Hey, a car is meant to get me from point A to point B. That's what it's meant to do. And look, if your car is fast, amen, that means you get to your destination faster.
Amen.